For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. Crime statistics show human trafficking is on the rise, including here in the Ohio Valley region. Now, some former victims of trafficking are raising awareness, and they've teamed up with some unlikely allies. Nicole Irwin has our story, and a word of caution, some listeners may find the subject matter disturbing.
When Beth Jacobs was 16 years old, she needed a ride home. She had missed her bus after work again, after promising her father she was responsible enough not to make it a habit. So she asked a man she thought was a friend to give her a lift. He told her okay, and offered her a drink from his car's cup holder. She took a sip and woke up in a parking lot hours later.
And he was like, "Babe, do you know what I am?" And he said, "I'm a pimp." I reached for the door. I was trying to get out, and he grabbed my hair, and he said, "I own you now."
The pimp told Jacobs if she didn't cooperate, he would kill her and her father.
And this is what it is. You're going to sleep with this guy in this truck. And so he throws me in the truck. The truck driver raped me, and he said he wanted some of his money back. He told him I cried too much.
Jacobs went from being an average 16-year-old to a human trafficking victim to a convicted prostitute. Today, Jacobs is 53 years old and works with Truckers Against Trafficking, or TAT, a nonprofit that trains truck drivers to recognize and report instances of human trafficking.
Human trafficking is the fastest-growing criminal enterprise in the world.
That's Kentucky's Attorney General Andy Beshear. He and other AG offices around the country have teamed up with TAT. The FBI refers to human trafficking as today's slave trade and said that the numbers increase every year. Ohio reported the most cases in the Ohio Valley region. Kentucky had the second highest and West Virginia the least. Beshear says the crime is in every county, in every state.
In Kentucky, there's no such thing as a child prostitute. That child is being human trafficked.
Until 2013, minors picked up for prostitution in Kentucky would essentially lose their childhood. Rather than recognizing the child as a victim, the child would be treated as a criminal. According to a Protected Innocence Challenge report, 2016 is the first year that all 50 states have a law specifically criminalizing child sex trafficking. Ohio and Kentucky have created human trafficking task forces and have encouraged training for truck drivers. Before drivers can receive a commercial license, they have to train with a TAT video. Candace Paris is TAT's co-founder and executive director.
Well, actually, it was my mother, Lynn Thompson, who came up with the original idea.
Her parents owned a hotel when she was a child, and truck drivers were some of their frequent customers. So when Paris and her mother decided to fight human trafficking, Paris says the answer was right in front of them.
One of the things we knew we needed right away was something that could go all the places we couldn't go. There's over 400,000 trucking companies in the United States.
Truck drivers have become the knights of the road, according to Paris. Equipped with TAT training and an information card that fits into a wallet, drivers can connect victims with help in every state.
National Human Trafficking Hotline, how can I help?
Almost 27,000 calls were made to the hotline in 2016. This hotline connects victims to resources like shelters and detox facilities, places to get off the streets and start over.
I was also sexually abused and trafficked as well.
Kelly Russell is a co-founder of Victory Through Grace Ministries, a home and counseling center for female human trafficking victims. Russell says their 5 rooms are full. While comprehensive data on beds available for victims don't exist yet, facilities across the Ohio Valley confirm the need is much greater than the supply. This leaves many victims left on the streets, even after coming forward about their abuse. But Beth Jacobs says people can show concern in other ways.
The random acts of kindness. If you see them, if they look scared and hungry, feed them. Ask them if they want a drink of water.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Nicole Irwin in Murray, Kentucky.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.